Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to Medina Township Trustees' regular meeting. June 9th of 2022. The time is 7 p.m. Could I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
All right, if we could all please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We could just have a moment of silence for our first responders, both here and abroad. All right. So first thing on tonight's agenda is going to be approval of payroll. So I'd like to make a motion to approve payroll with check date 06-10 of 2022 for a total amount of $40,689.48 with total holdings withholdings being $9,933.78, and I'll enter these two pages as reference.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
And then read this message here. For the record, at the 5-26-2022 regular trustees meeting, approval of the site plans indicated that the address for Killer Williams Elevate as 3654 Medina Road. The correct address for the approved site plan for Killer Williams Elevate should be 3645 Medina Road. So at this time, we have a police officer swearing in. So, Chief, would you like to come up? Bruce? Police officers.
Sean. Tom.
We can do this a couple of different ways. No. I'm going to read the first one. I'll either read a few words, I'm not going to read the whole paragraph,
okay.
Or you can read the paragraph and hand it back to me, and then I'll make sure to do it. Whichever you're comfortable with, I'm here to make you comfortable.
Okay.
So whichever you're comfortable with, that's what we'll do. Okay.
Whichever way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good by you. Okay. Then.
On this date, you are hereby commissioned as a police officer to serve as a law enforcement officer for the Medina Township Police Department, pursuant to section 505.49 of the Ohio Revised Code. As such, you shall affirm the following. I, Thomas J. Carlo, do solemnly swear that I will support.
I, Thomas Carlo, do solemnly swear to support.
The Constitution and laws of the United States of America.
The Constitution and laws of the United States of America.
The Constitution and laws of the State of Ohio.
Constitution and the laws of the State of Ohio.
And the resolutions of Medina Township, Ohio.
And the resolutions of Medina Township, Ohio.
I will discharge the duties of a police officer to which I have been appointed.
I would discharge the duties of a police officer.
To which I have been appointed.
To which I've been appointed.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my abilities.
By affixing my signature, I do solemnly swear the commission issued to Thomas J. Carlo is given pursuant to the authority vested in me by section 505.49 of the Ohio Revised Code, and that the individual has personally appeared before me and affixed his signature to this oath in my presence. And then we'll get your signature.
Okay.
On this date, you are hereby commissioned as a police officer to serve as law enforcement officer for the Medina Township Police Department, pursuant to section 505.49 of the Ohio Revised Code. As such, you shall affirm the following. I, Shauna N. Clark, do solemnly swear.
I, Shauna Nicole Clark,
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States.
The Constitution and laws of the State of Ohio.
The Constitution and laws of the State of Ohio.
And the resolutions of Medina Township, Ohio.
And the resolutions of Medina Township, Ohio.
I will discharge the duties of police officer to which I have been appointed.
I will discharge the duties of the police officers of which I have been appointed.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
By affixing my signature, I do hereby swear that the commission issued to Shawna N. Clark is given pursuant to the authority vested in me by section 505.49 of the Ohio Revised Code, and that the individual has personally appeared before me and affixed her signature to this oath in my presence. We will get you to sign these two things.
Pictures?
You put the bad one in the middle.
Thank you.
Would it be signed?
More pictures.
How about all three trustees?
What else?
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that you like each other just for a little bit.
For a little bit, there you go.
We have to smile.
Yes.
Okay.
Smile is like good.
One more.
And then we have you in here.
Pat.
Center it a little bit. There you go, scooch thing.
Now you do it.
Scooch over.
Chief.
There you go, better. All right, you don't want flags coming out the top of your head. Ready? One, two, three.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
Awesome.
Thank you. I want to get your signatures before you run away.
Yep.
I'm going to make sure we get the right one. I think you should learn.
I think so.
Okay.
That's what my first group is.
Thank you.
Yeah. I just don't press super sensory, but it's probably easier than glass.
Who do I need?
Appropriations are probably good for that.
It's an Easter egg. Today's my daughter's birthday. She turned 4.
Did you give this to you?
Yeah, don't steal that. I'll sign you this. And you're in. Again,
thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Really.
Thank
so
you.
Happy.
Thank
really
you.
Happy. You are all.
Take it over my knee.
Yeah. Family pictures.
Right,
absolutely. Do you want a recess for like 5?
You want
me? Yeah.
Are you up there? I'll go to the
locker. Don't fall in love.
I know.
Just gonna, you got to at least smile.
Give me one second here.
I have to make a motion to call the meeting for about 10 minutes?
Yes. Second.
No? Just, we can just pause it then? Or just let it keep running?
Just let it go.
Okay. Oh. Ready? One, two. Nice. Okay. I'm going to do one long and then I'm going to start.
Okay.
One, two. Anything else here?
Well, yeah, oh,
that's it. Okay,
thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Chuck, you guys, you look here. I thought you guys were brothers for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing? Anything bring here?
Some nasty people put that driveway. Was that reruns on television?
Guys first? Ready? One, two. Everybody else? Desk. Your family, you're stuck.
Yeah.
Ready? One, two.
I have a granddaughter.
Anybody else? Good?
That's it.
Good. Okay. No problem.
Because they would have been officially white. Thanks for coming.
All right. Swearing in, please.
And you familiar with what that's all about?
Which one now, this?
The next one, status, right? That resolution.
Was there a change in it?
I don't think it was something. She was going to talk to us.
Maybe they just come out.
Yeah.
It's normal to me.
Okay. Then go for it.
We good now?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Well, it's always good to swear in one police officer. It's kind of extra special to swear in two. So I think our department's actually moving in the right direction, and just night and day from when I joined Township as trustee 3 years ago. So very excited for these new times here. So getting back into our meeting phase, we're going to do approval appropriations. So I will move to adopt resolution number 06092022-037 to approve the appropriation status dated 6-9 of 2022 and incorporate this 14-page document by reference.
Second.
Any discussion on this?
Just one thing that, and Chuck and I discussed this before the meeting, we're going to have to move some money around in the fire part of the safety service budget. And Chief and I discussed this earlier in the day too. There's an account that's not funded for police that we really need to move some money into in order to make some appropriate payments. So if everyone else can look at their budget and see if there's anything that's lacking, it would be nice to do all that at once for the next meeting. So this is completely up to date. The only thing that's not on there is tonight's payroll, and then the most current OPERS, which is always, you know, obviously 1 month behind. So
did you by any chance talk about gas for the police car?
Well,
we doubled it, and we're not, you know,
that's something to obviously discuss then.
Yeah,
we did that when we did the budget appropriation.
Yeah, we doubled it then, but we're
now, yeah, I don't know if it's going to go above.
Because it's already
so you'll probably
more than doubled.
Yeah, so you'll probably want to discuss that.
I'll keep a close eye on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. I mean, it's not a huge thing, but okay.
Can I get a roll call?
What?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
We've just been doing a lot of these supplementals, like at every meeting, and that, for the auditors, that gets hard to keep up with, so the more we can lump them together, the better.
Two spots. All right, so at this time, purchase orders and training requests. Mr. Eastwood.
I'm open, I'm done.
Good. Mr. Christopher.
I have one. It is a training request. So I make a motion to approve this training request dated June 9th, 2022 in the amount of $995
It's the training date will take place on March 20th through the 24th of 2023. The reason for this training is future advancement and trilogy award, and this is for Officer Hallie Birdsworth.
In the police department, right?
It's the police department. Yes. Second?
Second, yeah.
Any discussion on this?
The only discussion on this will be that this is obviously for, this is approval for the training enrollment only. This will have to be approved for
a purchase order.
A PO once 2023. That's because I can't, with training,
we can't
open purchase orders, or blankets, I'm sorry, and that's how that training has to be done. So actually, if you can, if you have like a tickler file, and remember to, you know, to do that again.
Got it.
As far as the.
Thank you.
The money amount goes.
Get a roll call.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
This time I'd like to make a motion to approve accounts payable for 5/27 of 2022 going to 6/10 of 2022, starting with electronic check 43-2022 and going to 45-2022, physical check 32189 going to 32214, for a total amount of $79,389.49. I'll enter this one page as reference.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye. This is going to be our credit card attestation. I, Chuck Johnson, Chairman of the Board of Trustees of Medina Township, Ohio, hereby attest to pursuant to Section 505.64 of the Ohio Revised Code, at its meeting on June 9th of 2022, the Board reviewed the credit card account transactions detailed for each account listed below for the dates of May 9th, 2022 through June 3rd of 2022, as provided by the fiscal officer. The credit card accounts are Amazon, E&H, Ace Hardware, Home Depot, Lowe's, PNC, Staples, Tractor Supply, and Walmart.
Second.
No second. Okay. All right. Okay, so at this time will be our first public comment. This is usually to go over the first part of the meeting. So I'd like to make a motion to enter into our first public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
All right. Public comment, anybody? Going once, going twice. I'd like to make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right, so old business. State Route 18 multi-use path discussion has come back up in front of us.
Yeah, I recently got contacted by the state again because I hadn't been made too well aware of what was agreed upon or planned for previously. I talked to Denny about it extensively, and he likewise didn't understand that we had agreed to maintain and or, you know, take care of a multi-use path that's being planned to be put in on a Route 18 project. Medina Township has pretty extensive amount of property on the north side or south side of 18 that I didn't even pick up originally. So there's a lot of this path though beyond that. They did issue an agreement, which I think they forwarded you, but if
yes,
I didn't.
Yes, you did. I read the whole thing.
Okay.
With Montville.
Yeah. And it's pretty extensive, and I tried to talk to Montville's guy. He's out of town right now, so for a while.
Who was you trying to talk to?
Who's the head of their...
Bishop? Ron?
No, I was talking to the service guy.
Oh, Chris?
Yeah,
okay.
Chris. And I was going to talk to another one of their trustees.
Jeff?
Or Sally. To kind of get their, where they were coming from. But currently, they are agreeing to maintain this.
They're offered to maintain. Yeah, they haven't asked us for anything.
What's that?
They haven't asked us for anything, have they?
Yeah. They want us to do the same thing.
Well, the way I read it was they agreed to take a part of it, and even I thought it even said Medina Township part
well,
there.
Well, that was part of the arrangement because Denny and I were talking, and the trail isn't necessarily... What we didn't want to get into is having to take a UTV over there and solve
and
plow this thing.
Right.
So it's going to be, my understanding, adequate for a pickup truck. And Montville agreed to do the cleaning and maintenance, the cleaning and the salting and stuff. I'm sure they're not interested in doing the maintaining of it. But so there is a way we can handle it without including our forces or pulling our people off of something else. It doesn't make sense for somebody to come halfway here and, you know, somebody else do this half. That being said, you know, I wanted to find out more about what we had involved. You know, there's small repairs that we're involved with, the big repairs they say they are. Denny had some insight for some other trails in the area that don't have winter maintenance. I think it's more of the city.
Yeah, well, the one on 42, we don't do nothing to up by Serpentini. All the way down to
okay.
The township line. We don't do nothing with that. And then there's one on Reagan Parkway, which I think the city might maintain that because there's a school there, but
okay.
Other than that, there's, I can't think of any other ones that are maintained.
And so my thought was I'd like to, before I would pursue this, which I'm not totally against it. I think when you think about health and you think about community, the multi-use trail has a place. Do you think about riding, walking along, or riding a bike on 18? I think this has a lot of bearing, and it would be great for the community. I just didn't want to jump in with both feet and then absorb some.
Well, and for us in that area, there's not a lot of residential part for us.
Oh no.
So
no.
Have they gave us a footage yet, Doug? On that, how many feet?
No, they. I don't have a footage. I have a blueprint.
I guess I'd like to know where it's going to go to and from.
That would be probably, you know, I would like to call her to a meeting. Maybe you and I could have a meeting with her.
Absolutely.
And then we could bring that back to the board.
Yeah.
Does that sound like a good way to take a next step?
Yeah.
Just for the record, we haven't agreed to anything.
Correct.
No, I remember when I first came in, that came up and they were talking about it. And even Denny has been like, on the other side, it's not really what we want, and we have minimal manpower as it is to worry about something like that.
Isn't that state mandated? They're the ones that we're pushing with the trail there.
Mm-hmm.
So why should the townships have to take, plural townships have to take care of it?
That's the only problem is you got Montville already agreeing to everything, and then that puts you in a spot of like, yeah, God bless them, you know? But then it's like, hey, we're doing it. How about you? So. That's why,
just
but
like the islands, we haven't heard nothing more about the islands, have we? They were going to put islands down through, and Montville agreed to that also. That's the way I understood it.
Oh, those nasty islands that were going to have to be mowed or something like that.
Yeah.
I remember reading about that a long time ago.
In the center there?
Yeah,
no, we talked about that
stupid
one. There's no islands there. Absolutely not.
If we get Leslie Farley is the contact with ODOT on this.
I think we ought to get her.
Let me start to set up a meeting with us, and we can talk about some of those details, because I mean it's getting out down to the brass tacks,
right?
Where they're gonna be doing something or not. So that's that discussion.
All right. Well, good food for thought there. So going off onto new business, trustee comments. You want to just keep doing what you're doing?
I'll just keep doing what I'm doing, but I'll try not to go long. I just have a couple things. Previous meeting, I mentioned the idea of looking at doing an expansion at our maintenance facility, adding approximately 2 bays to the existing maintenance building. A great deal of that would be to move the storage that we have here and effort to eventually vacate buildings that may be raised or better purpose. I asked Denny to talk to some people to get some budgets. So what are we talking about, you know, just in general? So I think it was the previous builder, correct? That the guy that built?
He didn't build my original building. He built a concession stand.
Okay.
Out in the middle.
And
he does do big buildings.
Yes. So we got a ballpark budget of 175, no more than 200.
And this is for 2 bays?
it's two bays. It'll be 48 by 80. And what we're going to do, instead of having two bays, because one of the problems is you get all those vehicles and go through, you don't have room for storage. So we'd have one set of doors across from one another. But then that would leave the whole rest of the area for perimeter plus some aisles for storage and racking, which is pretty, that space is pretty invaluable right now for them.
Yeah, and I know I asked last time, I think I asked about like heating it and stuff, but are we at least going to run the ductwork and that kind of stuff now? Maybe you don't, and the electricity, because it's cheaper now to do it when you're building it than
we can do some of that. We can do some of that in-house, the heating, because we have equipment here to do. We can transfer.
Okay.
The electrical will probably have to want to get that done.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Yes.
Just, you know, even if it's not hooked up
right
where we can run this.
We're planning on having it as a cold storage for right now, but it needs to be thinking about.
That's all I'm
moving
trying
forward.
To,
you're absolutely
I'm just trying
right.
to look down the road.
Yep.
No.
It very well could be something that we could, I think, justifiably use ARPA's money for. Because of what it is.
Concrete slab?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, it more or less, we talked about it briefly, got a little more definition with the size of 48 by 80, a little bit of a budget. One of the first things, when we get to a point of moving forward, is we would end up contacting who for the plans, or?
Now, we've used Illis Architects in the past.
Okay.
In the original building.
Okay.
I have to talk to Chip and see if he would be interested. I know he's retired pretty much, but
right.
he's still working.
Yeah.
I'm still doing site plans.
So there's a process, and
we'll do it for right. individuals.
So, the other was a discussion that just to continue a little bit. We mentioned conversation about the single hauler for trash at a previous meeting. I've gotten some emails from some local people. I got a contract actually from the Montville group. On how their agreement is with the single hauler. I also got a letter from their trustee, and there's a lot of interesting information, and most notably, there's pros and cons. You know, we touched on it. Bruce, you hit it right on the head when you start telling people they don't have a choice. Big con. There is some savings. There's for some people, but not everybody.
Well, it's also a savings for the people who currently have the trash service, but if somebody who doesn't have the trash service, then they're taking on a financial
right
you know undertaking
right.
also. And that's because I've also gotten these emails, but I've also, you know, I'm sure you too has also gotten emails from people saying, hey, I like being able to make my own choices and
oh,
stuff
yeah.
like that too. So in fact, as for as many as I've gotten from this one person talking about wanting trash service, I've gotten triple
right.
what people saying, hey, we like to make our own decisions.
And
so
we talked about how some things happened here in the past, and I think we all want to get more in front of the people and let them get feedback from them, whatever that, however you do that. I don't know that it needs to be a ballot thing, but there has to be surveys that go out of some kind. It's not what I want. It's not what you want. It's not what a third party wants in the community.
I still think it'd be a great idea that, you know, especially with a lot of people who are looking to have the trash service and stuff like that, are the, you know, the people over here who have the HOAs. And just even maybe meeting with the HOA president and stuff like that and saying, hey, why don't you look at this for your department, see if you can do something, you know, have your opt-out of whatever you want percentage-wise for your HOA or make it mandatory. But that would be a little small microcosm that they could try it out and we could see how it works.
I did get from Elaine all the heads, as best she knows, for the HOA. She goes, that changes quite a bit. So I do have all that contact information. I did plan to talk to them. I was of the assumption from something I had heard that they already did that, but they don't. It's not universal. So, and the comment I got when I shared that with some HOA people, if all of you guys have this, surely there's some savings for you. And, well, not as much as if it was for everybody. But that goes back to that big, broad span of... And I'm not jumping into that one without, you know, really doing some more.
Well, I know
research.
I was contacted by one of the past trustees, and I asked if anybody else had been contacted, and wanted to know why we didn't do this. And I pointed out that we talked about it in the last meeting. Came back and said this, that, and the other. I said, well, my understanding is when you brought it up
in the past, it was shot down pretty hard. And he said, well, yeah, but I think you should still bring it up. So we're bringing it up, but...
Well, the reason they're bringing it up right now, too, is because Republic didn't pick up for a week, and then everybody got upset with them, you know? But that's also a point right there. If they're using Republic and they're not happy with them, go look at a couple of the other providers, you know what I mean?
I'm not advocating...
No, I'm just saying, I mean, but that's how this all kind of started, is, you know, this happened as soon as Republic go and pick up, and then they get all upset, and it's like, okay, now it's time to put everybody in one basket, and let's just get one service provider, so then you trustees can go call and yell at them when they don't pick up, you know? That's basically what it's...
If, you know, one of my thoughts, I expressed it last time, if we have somebody, and let's say Republic is the low bidder, you sort of have to go with the low bidder, right? Now Republic doesn't pick, I know what you're saying, but, because if you don't go with the low bidder, somebody's gonna say, you know, why didn't you save me more money? Now you go with Republic and they don't pick up for a week. Nick's gonna have to take his phones off the hook. You know, it will be a disaster here. And if it ever gets passed, I mean, if we're gonna do anything, when I say do anything, I think we announce it, we have a big town hall meeting, we see what the reaction is at that meeting. But I will never mandate from up here that we're gonna have a single hauler.
Well, and here's...
That will not happen.
There's two things on this. One, I'm familiar with this, because, you know, Parma's just switched to Rumpke, and guess what? Rumpke doesn't pick up on a regular basis, you know? In fact, you know, our area's been missed a couple times, but do I call the city? No. They actually give you Rumpke's phone number to call and talk to Rumpke. So you'd be in the same boat here,
exactly.
Basically, because they'd be like calling Rumpke. And then on the second thing, too, it's funny, because when we were dealing with the fire services and everything like that, you could have two trustees vote for a particular fire service, and then if the third trustee wasn't for it, it gets passed. Now, when it comes to trash pickup, it has to be unanimous. If one person says no, it's going to be a no. So it's just kind of interesting, you know, when we were talking about putting something up like that for a vote, it would have to be a unanimous vote for the trustees. So, anything
else?
That's
all I got.
Chuck, yeah. Can I make a suggestion on what you're talking about? All, like Doug says, there's pluses and minuses, but it's normally the people in the subdivisions that are more concerned about having a one service caller. There's no law on the books that says if we've got 15 HOAs here that they don't get together,
exactly,
and maybe 10 out of the 15 say, yeah, I'm going to go with whoever, and the other five say, we could care less. But I mean, that's where if you get, because we got some large subdivisions in the township.
You get some purchasing power.
And if you get, you know, oh God, I can't even think, Stonegate over there, if you get Stonegate and some of these others, you'll have it. They'll have a substantial number of people and locations to go all contained within our boundaries that I think would be very competitive to get a common price. Because it's usually, I don't want to say a percentage, but it's usually about 95% of the people that want it are in the subdivisions, and most of the people in the rural areas do not.
The only thing I can think of as a problem, because I was in an HOA before I moved here, is we would have to put that into our bylaws too, like, hey, when you join this HOA, you're going to be a part of this.
In the bylaws of the HOA, absolutely.
Right, exactly.
The HOAs would have to have a vote among their members, and if
right.
the majority decide that's a cool idea, then it becomes, we alter the HOA documents that we have that includes it, and then they handle all the problems when they don't pick up. It's not our problem, it's the HOA's. But you can get the volume for the discount. And, you know, we have, I think, 15 subdivisions with HOAs, so there should be no problem getting a large number if they are truly in favor of it, and,
right.
and bid it as a whole and not as each independent subdivision.
Thank you. That's a good idea, because, I mean, I brought up the HOA thing. I didn't quite think of
encompassing yeah,
all of them. You
but
know?
There's 15. You
buying
might
powers
not get
and
100%,
numbers, right?
But,
yep.
you know, there's 300-plus houses.
Hey, if I was a service provider and I could do that, I'll take what I can get right now.
Sure.
All right.
Just a thought.
Okay. Thank you. Bruce?
I don't have anything. I just want to thank the, as far as the police, we're one police officer closer to getting where we want to, because one officer that was hired today is really a replacement, just so everybody.
Well, I also think that tonight is our last night with Officer Morley.
Yes.
So I want to thank him for his
yep.
service.
Yep.
Never had any issues with him. He's always pleasant to talk to. I think he's always kind of been on third shift, though.
Yes.
So he's been a hard one to see all the time. But, you know, at least from us, thank him for our service. I would love to even get him a card or something.
I'll extend your gratitude tonight when I come in.
All right. Well, all right. I got a couple little things. We get the fireworks emails. There's, you know, the ones I've been getting the last week have been from somebody over in France and Old Weymouth area right there. And again, I love fireworks. I'm not really against them. I'm not a real big fan of big fireworks going off at 11:30, 12:30 at night. So if we ever do something with this, I would love to have an ordinance where maybe after a certain hour you don't do it.
Good luck with that, right?
All right. But I do know, happen to know a couple police officers, so maybe if they ever on the weekend want to take a tour around the old Weymouth area around, you know, 11 to 12, that'd be great. But hopefully, you know, I know they were talking about fireworks of all the trustees for the county and trying to get some type of uniformed idea so that the sheriff's department and the police departments can work off of that.
Have you heard any more on that? Because Sheriff Grice was talking about working with the township officers and law enforcement to try to get a unified front. That's what I've been sharing with people, is that, you know, you can't have this on this side of the road and this is a different township. They got different rules. And I thought it was a good idea to try to find some kind of a uniform.
Yeah, I believe he's going to, he sent an email. We're going to discuss that at our chief's meeting.
Well, and the other thing, too, is this law, it doesn't say fireworks off every weekend. It specifically has certain holidays and stuff like that, too. And it seems to be, you know, these people every weekend, you know. So, but again, when they're firing them off
or something, you know, another can happen.
Right.
You know.
Well, I know my residents have been complaining.
There we go.
Oh.
It doesn't look like it's okay. It usually doesn't. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it okay?
I think we're
okay. Okay. I got a sound card failure and it wasn't. It was frozen, so it looks like we're on.
Okay.
Yeah. So some of the residents were just commenting on their house shaking and the window shaking, and that's, you know, that's. So I told them I would just bring it up. So.
Yeah, and they just need to call us.
Yeah.
We'll go out there.
Yeah, they email me the next day, and I'm just like,
right.
You know, put the date on there. I'll use some of my vinyl, and
gotcha.
And then once the event's over, we can peel. And then that's the guy. We're gonna have a meeting on Sunday at 7 o'clock, something like that. I wouldn't even mind being able to hand out like tickets to people and saying, hey, you get a free burger or a free hot dog, and you know, and then the next one it could be something, because I really don't want to be worrying about money at this thing, but I just want it to kind of have that picnic and you know, home days at.
And yes, you're on.
All right. So the time is now 7:59. The three trustees, the fiscal officer, and our chief of police are back from executive session to discuss contract negotiations where no decisions were made. So moving forward on that, we're just going to be talking with legal counsel when we're able to, and we'll just go on to the next step as far as we're concerned on hearing back from our legal. Next is the Pine Lake Drive flooding discussion.
All right, and I went down and visited the site with Denny. It's a long-term, long-standing problem. It should never have been approved to be built that way, that whole subdivision. So be it the county or our zoning at the time or whoever, it was bad.
County does the soil and water. Don't blame the poor zoning.
I'm just saying, I've had so many lot discrepancies and since I've been here in 6 months, I'm like, somehow we gotta find a way to tell people you just can't do that. But until that happens, this lot is underwater every time it floods. The river behind it will flood and the water comes up. Denny had a really good idea because my perspective was, let's put it back to the way the plan showed it, which was an open swale, which is a nightmare of a cattail mess, will be horrible for both residents and anyone who sees it. But we can't maintaining these culverts that fill with stone, and then there's property disputes. He's not allowed to clean the culvert out because the neighbor over there
doesn't want
him there.
Yep.
But there's a drain that comes into one of the catch basins. We could put a, or he could put a whatever, a backflow deal. There's some things that can be done that minimize damage. They had $30,000 damage in the house years ago. They don't want that to happen again. So there's steps being taken, long and short of it, to try to help resolve. Dan Wilhite with the county is my contact about that. So he's been aware of it for years and is frustrated as well, just that it ever happened, ever allowed to happen. I mean, sometimes even they'll look back and say, we should never have done this. If it goes beyond something simple like that, it's out of our control. It's more of a state or federal thing with the waterways. So that's all that.
All right. Well, I don't know too much. Obviously, that's your specialty, so it's kind of good that you're in charge of that. So at this time, we have our public comment number 2, so I'll make a motion to enter into our public comment.
Second.
Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right. Public, any comments?
Sandra Billick, 3414 Hamlin Road. I just like to reiterate again that I think the single trash hauler idea is a really bad idea. I know a previous trustee did post it on the Hamlin Foskett website page and posted all of your phone numbers, tried to get everybody riled up to call you, you know, pushing the single trash hauler idea. And I just think the rural parts of the township would really not like it. I think the developments probably could see some benefit to it. But I like Alice's idea of just letting them work it out. Let the developments get together and, you know, not having anything to do with the township. You know, let them work it out, let them contract with somebody and do their own thing. I just think it would be a major nightmare for the trustees. The three trash haulers that we have now, you know, two of them are pretty, one's pretty not reliable, the other one is fairly good, and the one is pretty good like 98% of the time. But, you know, you limit yourself to one hauler, and then there goes, you know, the competition with everybody, and it's just a really bad idea, I think. And Doug's saying that you got to have three, you know, all three to agree to it. So having a public meeting, and, you know, Bruce says he's not going to agree to it no matter what. You know, having a public meeting, I think, is just a waste of time. That's just my opinion. As far as the fireworks go, I just want to let you know that I think our legislators down at the State House, I don't know what they're smoking down there, but, you know, making fireworks legal is a really, really bad idea. And Brunswick and Wadsworth are having a lot of common sense, and they both passed ordinances making fireworks illegal. And I did see some chatter on Facebook and whatnot about the situation and encouraging townships to do the same. I just think it's just a bad idea. Bad idea all around. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other?
Chuck Porter, 3297 Foskett Road. In regards to the single trash hauler, I'd just like to say I took five bags of trash down to the transfer station yesterday morning, and I was charged $2.65. So I have no interest in the single trash hauler issue.
Thank you.
All right, so at this time, if there's no other public comment, I'd like to make a motion to close our public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Is there anything else in front of the board, gentlemen?
Before you adjourn, you got to talk about that new building at Service Department. Can I talk to Chip about getting blueprints, or what do you want me to,
I think yes. Well, that's due diligence to find out what we're going to talk about. So, I mean, when you're talking about doing A, find out if he's interested, and B, try to get a budget.
Right.
That's that part of the conversation, I think, is good.
Is that going to include any costs at this point, or can you just get a quote? Or
I'll just get a quote. I'll go and see what what he's going to charge us to do the blueprints.
Do we get multiple? Do we get multiple quotes?
I don't think you have to at the, when you're in this dollar range we're talking about, and the fact that he's already done business here.
Well, he's also done the other part of the business, the building. All right.
I have a couple. And Chuck, Denny's going to, or Doug, let me start this over. Chuck is going to need to talk to you just about a couple of things with the fire building.
Okay.
Because we are going to get moving some money around, so if you can just get with him real quick on that. Couple things to follow up on. We talked about the credit card for the gas, Voyager. We did try a new gas card. It didn't work, so.
What is it with the gas cards?
Voyager looked, now Voyager's looking great. So, so we, you know, we're sticking with them for the current time. We did have to, raise our soft limits because of how expensive gas is.
All our new police vehicles are electric though, so we're.
Yeah, right. So each of the cards comes with, you know, that soft limit amount, but just with the cost of gas, we did have to raise those. So that was done. And then we discussed, you know, we're having our tax budget meeting, I think on the 30th, right? That Thursday, whatever, that's for our next regular meeting. And I know I mentioned getting together with each of your department heads on, you know, what you expect as far as income, that, you know, just to remind you, that would include grants or, you know, donations, anything that would be unexpected income. Also, if you can talk about, you know, expenditures other than the normal, because really we're just going to plug in numbers that are, you know, our averages. But if there's going to be any big projects that you see coming, you know, your road projects, things like that, this isn't so much we don't do appropriations at this meeting, but we still want to show the money going out, because this is like to show the county that we have the need for the money. So
does it help us to have last year's budget? I mean, so we can go through things that way and use that and the appropriation.
So it doesn't, not so much. Yeah, you can take the 2020. In fact, that probably the 2021. Like final appropriation status report would help, and then the final 2021, the December revenue would help, and the tax budget for last year. Those three things.
So can we get those three things done, printed up for us?
Yeah, they're in the file.
Okay,
yeah. So what I'll have, I mean, I'm going to bring my computer, so you'll notice I'll be doing a lot of like switching back and forth and, you know, pulling up previous years as well, because it's just too, if you guys, you could have all that paperwork, but you'll see it's just too much to be flipping through. That'll take us forever. It's easier for me to just kind of cross-reference.
Chief and I are going to have to sit down, because she's not going to be here then.
Oh, is that your trip?
So that's why I want to be able to sit down with the chief and go through as much as possible.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I know we.
I hate you miss your first tax budget, huh? That's okay.
Yeah, you're gonna miss all the fun.
You have to rely on your expertise.
Okay, so yeah, so real important for you to, you know, think about is for you the most for police, the grants. And then any and all, like if you do think there'd be any donations coming in, but normally anything about property taxes for police would be grants that you'd be going after.
Because then he and I can sit down and we can try to come up with as much as we can.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm ready.
So that's just
okay.
Just kind of give you, you know, because it's only a week from our next meeting, so I don't want to kind of dump that on you before. So that's what I got.
All right, so there is nothing else in front of the board. I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye. All right.
The time is now 8:10. I call the meeting. Almost a day.